Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, I'm driving down the country and it's raining, and Joe was taking calls from listeners who've had bad experiences with financial institutions.
Well, I'm not going to match Joe, but we should borrow 80 and it's 200 grand owed, so that's 100 and...
Well, I'm on my way to meet a farming husband and wife who have their own story to tell me of the stress they endured when they fell into arrears on a bank loan, which was subsequently sold on to a so-called vulture fund. But first I call Pat McCormick, the president of the ICMSA, to find out if there are many farmers who have had their loans sold to vulture funds.
Hi Damien, how are you?
Hello Pat, how's it going?
Look, there are, I suppose. Well, you may never know about the people that have loans sold to vulture funds. It's those that fall in arrears that you'll certainly hear about. And in fairness, COVID-19, there was a time frame there from March to early November where they left people and farm families without disturbing them. Obviously, that lifted the first week in November, and at the same time, we had 12, maybe 15 farmers with serious issues, and it varied, you know, from people contacting the office saying that their neighbours rang them to say that their farm and their home were up for sale on the internet, and they weren't aware of it, and that's unacceptable. So there are a significant number of farmers, and look, Damien, I'm sure your listeners will say that people borrowed money and that they have to deal with the consequences of that. Usually when you look into these farm families and their issues, there is some underlying issue that was totally unexpected that has prevented them from being able to make their financial commitments. And whether that's animal health, outside TB, BVD, yones, any of those things. And inside it could be a spouse, or indeed it could be themselves with some underlying health issue. Albeit, I suppose, we've also seen the challenges of, in particular, 2018, where we had an extremely late wet spring, which cost the wetter farms significantly as regards production, you know, right through from the middle of 17 right through to mid-18, and equally we had some of the dry farmers. So there's a variety of reasons, I suppose, why farm families find themselves in arrears.
That's great.
John Damien.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Pat, thanks a million. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Bye. I continue my journey to meet the farmers whose name and location they do not want to reveal, but they do want to share their story if it means helping other farmers in a similar position.
When you become vulnerable and when you need money or when you get into debt.
We're dairy farmers, and my husband inherited this farm from his dad. So I'm here now, I'm here over 30 years, so we're here a long time now.
And it's always been a dairy farm, has
it? Always been a dairy farm. We took out a bank loan in 2000. We got lots of advice on getting the loan, and everything was fine with that end of things. We were going well. We were going okay with the loan, and we sold sites to reduce the debt, the overall debt. And in 2013, we did our TB test. In this test, 32 cows out of the herd of 76 went down with TB. This was a big ordeal for us because at this stage we knew we were in trouble. And adding to this, the same week my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumour. So we knew we were in trouble, but the brain tumour, it only needed ongoing monitoring. There was no operation required on this.
Okay.
So that end of things worked out better than, but still it was a setback. Our whole cow herd was depopulated.
And did you get compensation for that?
We did. We got compensation. We got TB compensation for that. We went to the bank, and the bank looked for their money. They looked for to see, could we give them the TB compensation or could we give part of the TB compensation? But we just couldn't, because if we did, we weren't going to be able to get back in, and it just wasn't possible for us to give them the money at that time. So in return, they sent us on to recoveries. We paid to recoveries as much money as we could afford.
So you needed the compensation, though, to restock the farm, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And when you explained this to the bank, their reaction was what?
Their reaction was they wanted their money, they wanted their loans, and if we couldn't pay it, and then the following year we couldn't pay it either because we were only getting back and we were trying to restock.
What happened there was we got locked up a TV the following year again after getting back in with two animals. And
so
we approached the bank looking for interest only for 2 years, and they declined our application.
Going down with TB, did that not resonate with them at all?
No.
No, it didn't matter, as the lad says, what we done.
So in 2016, they sold on our loan to a vulture fund. They wanted their money back as soon as possible. They weren't going to give any long-term agreement at all. We would have been just happy with paying back the amount of money over a given time. We knew if we were given the time that we would have been able to manage it. So in May 17, we had a meeting in Dublin with a vulture fund. And this meeting, I'll always remember, there was big doors. This meeting was just so cold. They were sitting in suits behind. Our financial advisor at the time was with us. And he was amazed at how cold they were. And they just needed their money back straight away. And that was that. My husband's health was deteriorating both mentally and physically at this stage. And the stress on us as a family was actually unbearable. For example, there was one weekend, our daughter said to her dad, we're going to have a lovely weekend this weekend, Dad, because the banks are closed on Monday. I think it was closed, they were closed on the Friday and the Monday. She was 10, I suppose. 10 or 12. She was all psyched up about having a good weekend with her dad. So there was no phone calls and there was no letters through the door. We got our doctor to write to the financial and the financial advisor, asked them to go easier. And that we would get it sorted. And we were going to get it sorted. Everything would go if we were given the amount of time. But the Vulture Fund sent back our advisor the number for the Samaritans. That was their answer to go easier.
They agreed to sell an out farm and a site on the home farm to raise the funds needed to pay off the debt. But the financial institution didn't agree to this and put the home farm up for sale online for a quarter of its value. It's only when their own auctioneer, who was selling the site on their behalf, rang them to tell them how perplexed he was that they were selling the entire home farm that they actually knew it had been put on sale online.
But we knew nothing about this. It was up for sale for $150,000. The Vulture Fund told us that they had an offer of the $150,000 with cleared funds, so they were going to sell the home place.
In the meantime, the couple had found a buyer for their out farm. However, the Vulture Fund said that they wanted to conduct the sale directly.
No matter what undertakings we gave that to get the full proceeds of the sale of land, it wasn't happening. They wouldn't allow it.
They demanded the contact details of the potential buyer, and only then would they agree to take down the online ad for the home farm.
We thought that the home farm didn't was safe.
Okay.
That was the whole priority, was the home farm had to be saved. But in 90 days from the day they received the money, or the out farm, put the home farm back up again.
Oh.
But they also, well, for 300,000 that time, and they only owed 60,000. They also had a security of another out farm that we have of 30 acres. And they could have used it to get their 60,000, but they came for the home farm.
With the family farm back in the market against their wishes, a lifeline. They heard that the ICMSA was holding an information meeting about personal insolvency arrangements for farm loans that had been bought by so-called vulture funds. They were too distressed to go along, but a friend went on their behalf. The following day, he gave them details and they were put in touch with a personal insolvency practitioner. It's the moment, they say, that literally changed their lives.
You know, it was just brilliant. They rang us up, they got all the details and he had a team and the team worked through anything they'd ask us and they were just brilliant.
What sort of an arrangement are you in now? I mean, I presume the loan just didn't disappear
completely. No, the loan just didn't disappear. But it's over. We have the schedule now that we always require. We have a length of time and that's all we ever wanted.
There's no doubt there's people listening saying, you know, you borrowed, you gambled, you got messed up. It's your problem.
Well, things can go wrong for anyone. At any time, in every walk of life. And things just went wrong with us. TB, my own health, things went wrong with us. And when you're signed to the hotline, you don't think of them things. And we just thought we'd get a chance to restructure and get back. We didn't get that chance. So we can move on from here.
We borrowed the money, we knew we had to pay it, and that was what we wanted to do.
How is your mental health now?
I'm glad, yeah. That's just, when you don't have the letters coming in the post, the phone calls coming, and then go to bed at night and wake up thinking, so I'm not to worry about anymore. That's where no money can buy it. it's just so stress relieving.